Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This is episode 9, Something Old, Something New, a reflection on Advent. First, something old. While no one knows exactly when the current tradition of Advent began, we do know that it has long been a season of anticipation about the coming of Jesus Christ, both his birth and his second coming. It is a perfect season in many ways for those of us who live between the times, in the already but not yet, a time after Jesus has offered us salvation, but also a time when the work of salvation is still in progress. When we consider Advent from the standpoint of something old, we know that some of the earliest evidence of the tradition dating back to the 4th century points to it as a season of repentance, a remembrance that we are being saved by the work of God through Jesus, and that the work of salvation is one where we continually remember to give thanks to God for a wonderful gift. Which leads us then to something new. For those of us who come from a free church tradition that was not Catholic, but also not quite Protestant, hearing words like Advent and Lent sound rather foreign. I remember when I was in 5th grade, back before starting to take Jesus seriously. I was living in a small town in South Texas that was predominantly Catholic and Hispanic. My friend Norman went through a couple of months that he gave up candy for something he kept calling Lent. I thought it was great that he was doing it, although not for any religious reasons. I was just glad that when the teacher handed out candy to us back in the late 1970s, when teachers used to incentivize kids with copious amounts of sugar, that Norman always gave his candy to me. So I was thrilled about this thing he called Lent. It wasn't until years later that I realized what and why Norman did what he had done. And it was also during this period of my own realization that I came to appreciate the Christian calendar, especially the season that runs from Advent through Easter. So here we are, at the Bering Drive Church of Christ, a free church tradition, celebrating Advent. Now, we don't have to. No rules or hierarchies dictate that we have to, so why even bother? Well, it has to do with the rhythm of the Christian story. For me personally, I started working these rhythms into worship at one of my previous churches about 10 years ago. But it was not without some resistance, my dear podcast friends, because many of the reasons we do not do some things in my tradition is because other groups do them. When I first started asking why we don't celebrate Advent, for example, the main reason I heard was, well, because that's Catholic, which was an argument that I thought was rather silly. In fact, what I noticed when I heard people say that we celebrate Jesus' birth all the time was that we were not really celebrating it at all. We were missing out on that annual rhythm that moves us from Jesus' birth to his life and teachings, to the last week of his life, to his death, and the joy of living in his eternal resurrection. Not just a story told occasionally during the hour on Sunday morning closest to Christmas Day, and sometimes for an hour on Easter Sunday, but months of going slowly through that greatest story ever told that we are invited to live ourselves. We are invited to be born, to live by Jesus' life and teachings, to die to ourselves, and to be raised with Jesus to eternal life. And to many of us, that is something new. Every year we have the opportunity to enter a time of anticipation of what's to come. The best thing about Advent is not the candles, wreaths, and the moments leading up to Christmas. It is the spiritual discipline of remembering that God is still in the process of creation, still making all things new, even us. So while Advent is something old, today, as we go through this season, it is really something brand new. While it is a tradition with a certain history, there has never been an Advent like this one, overlapping with what's going on in our lives right now. Today is a new day to set our minds on the ways in which Jesus enters our lives and makes all things new. Today is a new day when we are invited once again to devote ourselves to the possibilities of God's will. and how that will impact those around us. Today is a new day to anticipate what is still to come in our walk with God. Too often at this time of year, people start talking about the past, you know, their year in review, like the sentimental slideshows at awards ceremonies. But Advent is not about looking back. It's about looking forward, because today is a new day when we can say something old, that original promise right before Jesus is born, as told in the book of Matthew when Jesus is given the title Emmanuel, but to hear it in a new way. And the meaning of that title is why we celebrate Advent and why we are invited to follow Jesus, something old that ushers in something new. Because Emmanuel means what we all want to know, feel, and be certain about. Today on this new day, I am honored and happy to tell you that this promise of Emmanuel is not about the past, but about the present. For Emmanuel means God is with us. Today, on this new day, God is with us. That is something old, because that promise has been spoken for centuries, but it is also something new, because on this new day, we get to say a word that is new every morning. God is with us. This ends the first season of the Bearing Drive Church of Christ podcast, 5 Minutes Alone. Look for the new season beginning Tuesday, January 14th, beginning with a new 14-part series on Living Like Jesus, with new podcasts airing each Tuesday. You can also find out more about the Bearing Drive Church of Christ at our website, bearingfamily.org, including our blog and sermons. Like us on Facebook and follow us at Twitter at Bearing Drive. And if you are in Houston, join us each Sunday morning. The Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace, especially during this season of anticipation, repentance, and peace.